Patient name, Robert Welker, last name spelled W-E-L-K-E-R. Date of birth is 3-8 of 75. Date of service is 4-30 of 22. This is a 47-year-old male patient here today with complaint of acute sinus infection. He has had symptoms of sinus pressure and some very mild occlusion to his sinuses, forcing him to breathe through his mouth at times. He sounds very nasally when he talks. He does have a history of allergies as well, and with the recent pollen in the air, he feels as though this is probably what has given him a springboard to a sinus infection. Complains of sinus headache as well. Additionally, patient has other comorbidities. He is needing a refill of his NP thyroid and metoprolol and atorvastatin, which he tells me he does not take on a regular basis. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient looks as though he's not in any acute distress. Period, new paragraph. This patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath or abdominal pain or activity intolerance. He maintains his normal everyday activities with normal form and fashion. Period, new paragraph. Patient maintains his normal bowel and bladder function and control. Period, new paragraph. I've done a complete review of systems other than what is mentioned above in the chief complaint. There are no other issues brought forth. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 128 over 83. Pulse, 90. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 98.2. Oxygenation, 99%. Current weight, 218. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, NP thyroid, he takes a 90 milligram tablet and a 15 milligram tablet on a daily basis. Metoprolol, he was taking 25 milligrams twice a day, but he tells me he does not take it unless needed. We will therefore reduce that to 25 milligram of metoprolol succinate once per day. He also was taking Singulair. He's going to try a different over-the-counter allergy medicine. As well, and he needs a refill of his atorvastatin, 40 milligrams. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, seasonal allergies, hypertension, hypothyroid, hyperlipid, low testosterone, surgical history to the procedure on his tailbone, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert-oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no acute distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, very mild tympanic membrane erythema, visualized bilaterally. Landmarks are not visible. Oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema. Postnasal drip noted. He does complain of pressure over the frontal and maxillary sinuses as well. Neck, soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur detected. Lungs are clear to auscultation throughout. Normal respiratory pattern is observed. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period. New paragraph assessment and plan. Acute sinusitis. Patient will receive Rocephin 1 gram as an injection and dexamethasone as an injection, 8 milligram as well. Period. New paragraph. Patient will be given a prescription for a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed. Patient also directed to get an over-the-counter allergy medicine. I have suggested Loratadine or Zyrtec as a trial. Period. New paragraph. Hyperlipidemia. Patient will obtain a set of labs today. He will continue with his atorvastatin 40. Period. New paragraph. Hypertension. Very mild. Refill metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams daily basis. Period. New paragraph. Hypothyroid. Refill his NP thyroid medication. We will get a set of labs today as well. He will return to clinic in a few days for follow-up and review of his labs. If his TSH is not in control, I have told him that we will suggest changing his medication regimen for thyroid. Period. New paragraph. I've answered all his questions today. He returns in a few days.